This is Jay Sekulow. It's called HR 268. It's a bill to protect military chaplains and prayer.
I pray, O Lord, that this time would be a time in their life when, if they haven't, they would draw close to the heart of Jesus Christ.
We must allow our chaplains to pray as God wants them to pray, not as man wants to dictate to the chaplain.
And that you would raise up a nation of prayer warriors to intercede every day on their behalf.
Now what they're trying to do is to, like, dump all the chaplains in a blender and turn them into some kind of goo and say nobody can say anything that has any significance and could possibly offend anybody.
That we might lift these men up, that they would accomplish their just cause.
And of course, that's just a misuse of free speech. In fact, it's really a form of censorship.
That they would be protected.
If our chaplains cannot pray over the body of a dead soldier,
that they would be shielded.
That a chaplain was discouraged from praying in the name of Jesus Christ over the body before it's to be sent back to America.
And ultimately, that they would know the saving love of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That is a sad, sad commentary on America.
We commit them under your care and keeping.
Mr. President, allow our chaplains to pray as God sees fit in their heart.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. By the way, this open that was put together by our producers here in our studios really sets forth what is going on here. We've been talking about this week the military chaplain situation. That's because our good friend Congressman Walter Jones has introduced H.R. 268. Now, that legislation very specifically says this, that chaplains, it will amend actually part of the military code, and will say that chaplains have the right to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. It's really one sentence would solve this problem. We've had cases from around the country on this. We have been asking this week to hear from men and women that have served in the military, or those of you that have had family members in the military that have been experienced the benefits of being ministered to by the chaplains. And we want to take your calls again, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 is our number. If you've served in the military, if you've had members of your family that have, if you had experience with chaplains, we want to hear from you. Again, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Let me also quickly report, we had a major win, two equal access wins, one an evangelism case in Atlanta. Just won that this morning. I got the word very early this morning. Another one in Michigan. So two big wins there that we're very happy to tell you about. That information is available at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Logan is in the studio with me here in Nashville, Tennessee. We're in our brand new studios here. We've got studios now operating in Strasbourg, France. We have studios in Jerusalem, studios in Washington, D.C., in Virginia Beach. And Logan, this is our third day, I guess, really operating out of this one. But the studios look great. And the fact is, this gives us the ability to broadcast live pretty much from wherever we are.
That's right. Most major cities for in the world, pretty much going on right now. So the ACLJ can really be a global outreach to not only, you know, America, but you said overseas, everywhere, all the major cities in America, pretty much we can broadcast from now, especially cities that involve something to do with Christian culture, Christian media. You look at Nashville, where we are currently, you know, this is the headquarters pretty much for Christian music, and a lot of Christian media comes out of here. You know, so this is a very strategic place to be. And along with all the rest of them, yep. We have a true global outreach now, not only for the ACLJ, but for the JSEC Hill live audience.
Yeah, and this is we're really encouraged about this because this also gives us the ability, as we've got our television cameras in here today, when something breaks like HR 268, if I'm in a particular location, we can get it right up to our TV audience as well. Again, if you've served in the military, I want to hear from you. If you've had family members that have served in the military, we want to hear from you as well about the experience they've had with chaplains. And do you think it's important for our military men and women to have the ability to be ministered to by chaplains? And should they be able to pray in Jesus' name if they want to? That's the question. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We come back from the break. We'll be taking your calls. We hope to be joined by Congressman Jones as well. He's just been called to the floor of the United States House for a vote. That happens, but we may be joined with him a little bit later. If not, we'll catch up with him again on the broadcast tomorrow. But we encourage you also to do this. I'm asking everyone to do this. Last 2 days to do this. We want to get 10,000 signatures for Congressman Jones for H.R. 268. I'm holding it right here in my hand. This is the bill. We need your help on this. You call the number right now. It's brand new legislation, so you need, if you called before, you need to call again. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to stand up for our chaplains.
When liberty's in jeopardy, how long? At a time when members of our military are putting their lives at risk, fighting to protect our freedoms in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, there's a problem. Military chaplains, those who provide comfort to our men and women on the front lines, are facing censorship. There are those who are calling for military chaplains to mask their faith. Those who want Christian chaplains not to pray in the name of Jesus. Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina has introduced important legislation to protect the constitutional rights of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. And there's a growing call from Congressman Jones and others urging President Obama to sign an executive order to protect the rights of military chaplains. The American Center for Law and Justice is working to protect the constitutional rights of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. Stand with the ACLJ now and sign on to the Petition to Protect Military Prayer. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. And by the way, you know, the president's got to make a big decision on Afghanistan, and we're looking at a troop increase right now that could be very significant. That means more chaplains. We gave you the report the other day that there's actually a shortage of chaplains. One of the things I want to do coming up in the next couple of months is I'd like to do a special television production on the role of these military chaplains. Logan, you do a lot of the TV work and with our team here in Nashville. And the fact is, to show these chaplains, people are thinking these chaplains are back in a church somewhere, but they're frontline soldiers. I mean, we've got some of the pictures up on the website at aclj.org, but they're really frontline soldiers. And bringing that in video, I think, would make a really big difference and impact.
I'm sure we can get that done. But, yeah, I mean, it's a real subject that needs to be taken care of. And realize these are people, these are real, you know, active duty.
Yeah.
You know, military. This
they're not sitting in their church. I mean,
right.
They're out in the field.
Right. So for them not to be able to essentially do the job they're supposed to be is quite ridiculous. And I think most people would, you know, it's not a Republican issue. It's not a Democrat issue. This has been a problem now for multiple years and a problem that mainly people just aren't bringing up. And that's why you have people like Congressman Jones who brings in a topic that actually people will care about. The problem is that so many things are being sent up, it's more just being ignored.
Yeah.
And when things are being ignored, you know, they just
doesn't get done.
Nothing happens, and they'd rather it not because maybe they could get in some little bit of trouble.
Right.
But realistically, most people, I think, look at this subject and say, "Okay, if you're a military chaplain,
of course you pray the way
you should
you're
be able to just pray." I mean,
right?
I mean, what else are you doing?
But you said something that's important. I want our audience to see this: is with all the discussion of all these other issues, healthcare, and all the other things we've been working on. The fact of the matter is that these do get lost. But Congressman Jones is being persistent here. And you just don't know. We may get the right time to do it. I think the time is now. We need, at least as they're about to increase the troops to Afghanistan, let's be praying for our soldiers. Let's be praying for our chaplains. Let's make sure they have the right to pray again. Add your name to this petition. This is a brand new bill, by the way. Those of you that signed last year, this is a new bill. It's very specific, very targeted. It's H.R. 268. That number for you to sign on is 1-877-989-2255. Today and tomorrow, the last 2 days you can do it. My goal is to get 10,000 signatures for Congressman Jones. 1-877-989-2255. Already got our legal team working on this as well. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
All right. William is calling from Virginia. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, William.
Yes. Good afternoon, Attorney Sekulow. Thank you for your great work. I have followed it with interest, and I have met some of your staff at the Value Voters Summit.
Oh, great.
I'm a retired Navy captain.
Yes, sir.
The role of our chaplains for most of our young men who are away from home for the first time is absolutely essential. And I was present doing business at the Army Communications Command in Fort Monmouth, where the Army Chaplain School was located, when the cross was removed by the Chief of Staff of the Army because he didn't want to offend anybody by removing the cross from the field of the chaplain.
Captain, let me ask you about that, because we've had a couple of reports about that. I want people to understand this. It's not because necessarily the military commands, of course, you're an officer, and we appreciate your service to the country, but it's this fear that's out there that if they do this, they're going to get in trouble. I don't know what the particular beliefs of the commander were in the particular situation you were in, but let's let people understand what happened. They actually, and I've heard this before, they actually removed the cross from the chapel because they were concerned it would offend someone.
Well, it was more than that. They removed the cross from the seal of the U.S. Army Chaplain Corps because they didn't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
And that was done many years ago now, back in the 80s.
Yeah, you know, Captain, we need to get you in touch with Congressman Jones. We're gonna get your information. I'm gonna ask Will, who's handling our phone calls today, to go ahead and get your information so we can get you in touch with Congressman Jones to get that report to him, because I don't think they're focusing on that. But it does show what's happening. It's not even just the prayer; it's more than that, which is, again, goes back to what we were saying earlier, Logan. And again, thanks, Captain, for being with us. That's why we've got to stand up here, but that's also why we need to be able to tell these stories from these military officers. I think it'll make a big difference.
Right. We'll tell the stories of the people and show actually what's going on, because it's just people being held to political correctness that doesn't even exist. It's people that are – honestly, it just seems like an issue that is being ignored because people are scared, not necessarily that there's really a big opposition to it. It's
right.
More just the fact that it's an issue that has already kind of been settled for a few years. No one really is bringing it up. Well, we're bringing it up to make sure something happens, and hopefully you can get the chaplains to be able to pray the way they want. They're chaplains. That is what they do.
Right.
They're
chaplains that are ordained, by the way, by the various denominations. So it's not a situation where the government should never be in this is what the Supreme Court has said. The government should not be in the business of dictating the prayers of anyone, including a chaplain. I mean, they shouldn't just be in that business. And the chaplains are put in place specifically because they represent a particular denomination. And that's perfectly appropriate that they do that.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Christina is calling from Arizona. Christina, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Christina.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I'm great. My son-in-law is going to school. He's in the Marine Corps right now, and he's going to be a chaplain. And I think that they should be able to pray any way they want. They have chaplains for Jehovah, for all the different religions, even Wicca.
Right. That's absolutely correct. And can you imagine telling the Jewish chaplain, who's a rabbi, that you're not going to be able to pray and say the Shema in Hebrew, which is the blessing that's given, or pray in Hebrew because it might be offensive to someone? He's the rabbi. He's called on to pray. Of course, people expect him to pray according to the dictates of his conscience. And what the Navy captain said earlier is also important. Some of the first time that these young men and women are away from home, these are 18 and 19-year-olds, a lot of these soldiers, and the idea that you would basically nullify the spiritual emphasis of the chaplain's corps is preposterous, which is exactly why, folks, go to ACLJ.org, get educated on this issue, but also call right now, add your name, to support this petition. It's 1-877-989-2255. Last 2 days for you to do it again, 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to those phones.
All right, Doug is calling. Doug, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Doug. Doug, you're on the air. Line 6. Doug?
Hello?
Hi, Doug.
Yes, now, how are you doing? I'm from Detroit now. I'm a military retired person.
Yes, sir.
I know that for a fact that chaplains have helped us a whole lot.
Well, you've experienced it firsthand. And I'm very glad you called, Doug. I really appreciate you calling. And again, appreciate your service to the country. I'm glad we're hearing from so many men and women that have served in the military, because these chaplains, there's this view out there, and it's really incorrect, that these chaplains are sitting in a church in the field, but they're actually in Afghanistan and Iraq with the troops on the front line. That's what I want to be able to show on TV, what they're actually doing here when they're ministering. We've got some of the pictures up in the field as they're about to go into battle.
Well, I think it's pretty clear. I mean, if you really think about why is there a need for this, why is there a need for chaplains in the military, I think that you pretty much can figure it out if you have any sort of, bone in your body that says, oh, maybe this is a serious subject we need to take seriously. There's people who have spiritual issues that go on while they're there.
Sure.
Issues deal with their religion and faith, and maybe these people should be able to actually speak to them and not have to be just, you know, kept away and said, oh, well, you can, you know, kind of vaguely talk about faith and these kind of things. No, I mean, it's important to have someone there for these people to talk to.
Okay, very good. We've got Congressman Walter Jones here joining us. Congressman, thanks for being with us.
Listen, Jay, I want to thank you and ACLJ for getting behind this effort, and hopefully this time we'll be successful.
Well, and we know you just literally have left the floor of the House just moments ago. Let me ask you this. We'll be taking a break in about a minute and a half here or so, but we'll keep you on if you can stay with us. Congressman, we're getting a lot of calls today from military men and women that are some in active service, some that have just retired. And they're giving us stories, one of which we've gotten in contact with your office because of the stories that are coming out. Now, these men and women, and you know the stories, are really experiencing not only censorship, but it's affecting the morale of the troops, which we need to really be focusing on right now, is that these are one of the captains that called and said, look, these are 18 and 19-year-olds that are serving in the military. They need spiritual insight.
Well, I tell you, Jay, I hope that I can have a conversation with that captain. If he would talk with me by phone, I would not use his name. But I'm going to really be pushing the White House with your efforts and ACLJ and the American people because, again, as I said yesterday, there is no future for America if we forget the Judeo-Christian values that we were founded on.
You know, it's interesting because I went through and reviewed this morning, Congressman, H.R. 268, which is so specific. To ensure that every military chaplain has the prerogative to close a prayer outside of religious service according to the dictates of the chaplain's own conscience.
And I would
clear.
Be fighting for a Jewish rabbi who was a chaplain that was denied their right to close a prayer based on their religion.
Yeah, well, in fact, I used that as an example just moments ago. Congressman, we want you to stay with us if you can, and if you got to go back to the floor, we understand, but we're going to be taking a break here. We're up against a hard break. Let me encourage folks to do this. Congressman Jones has really taken this issue on. Fundamentally, Congressman Jones, for those that many of you have seen him on our television broadcasts and have heard him, of course, on radio, is a very dedicated Christian man that has done a tremendous job serving the people of North Carolina. This issue transcends his congressional district. This is a national issue. Frankly, this is, as Logan said earlier, this is an international issue that affects, because we've got troops everywhere. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to go to your phones right now. I want 10,000 signatures for Congressman Jones by the end of this week. Here is the number. You go to your phones right now. It's 1-877-989-2255 to support H.R. 268. We'll also get that information to the White House. Let them know that you're supporting this change so that the chaplains can pray according to the dictates of their conscience. That's 1-877-989-2255. Now, you go to ACLJ.org. We've got a lot of information posted there as well, so you can get all kinds of information there. But call right now, 877-989-2255. Let's stand up for our soldiers. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
At a time when members of our military are putting their lives at risk fighting to protect our freedoms in places like Afghanistan and Iraq, there's a problem. Military chaplains, those who provide comfort to our men and women on the front lines, are facing censorship. There are those who are calling for military chaplains to mask their faith. Those who want Christian chaplains not to pray in the name of Jesus. Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina has introduced important legislation to protect the constitutional rights of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. And there's a growing call from Congressman Jones and others urging President Obama to sign an executive order to protect the rights of military chaplains. The American
American Center for Law and Justice is working to protect the constitutional rights of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. Stand with the ACLJ now and sign on to the Petition to Protect Military Prayer. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Congressman Walter Jones is with me on the phones from Washington. Just left the floor of the House of Representatives doing a vote to come and talk with us about these chaplains and military prayer and the great service our men and women are taking. And I will also tell you that Logan is here with me co-hosting today in our new studios in Nashville, Tennessee. So we've added that studio now to our offices as well. Let's go right to the phones here. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go right to them.
All right. Stuart is calling from Georgia. Stuart, welcome to JSecular Live.
Hi, Stuart. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I got back in 07. My father is a U.S. Army chaplain. He's been deployed twice in support of OIF. And it's kind of ridiculous, the fact that he had so much political pressure put on him to be so ecumenical and accepting and not pray in the name of Jesus. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Let me ask you this, Steve and Stuart, and again, I want to say this. I'm saying this to all the men and women that are calling that have served. We appreciate your service and appreciate the service of your father, and specifically as a chaplain as well, and you as a former infantryman. What kind of pressure, Stuart, was your father getting? Was he being told by commanding officers, watch how you pray, you got to be careful, or was it that kind of thing?
Well, it was more by the chaplains in charge.
Yeah.
And by the commanding officers and that sort of thing. And he's not someone who fakes his faith. You know, he goes out there and he prays in the name of Jesus, and that's what keeps him going. The kind of things that we go through put a lot of stress on, especially chaplains, because I don't know if you know this, besides doing the ceremonies and everything, they probably counsel soldiers about 40, 50 hours a week. And the amount of emotional labor, the toll it takes on them, hearing the stories and the trials and the stresses of these soldiers, you can't handle that naturally or secularly. You have to seek strength from the Lord in prayer, and it's ridiculous if you
Stuart, let me do this. I'm going to get your name and number, and we're going to get you in touch with Congressman Jones. We need to get these examples. And Congressman, these are the calls we're getting in the last today especially, but the last few days, but today really we've seen a lot of these.
Well,
these are men and women that are serving right now. Yes, sir.
I really want to thank George and certainly his father for their service and making this call. And if I can get names and telephone, I'm not going to use anybody's name. I just want to be able to say, as we push this issue forward, whether we're talking to the White House or we're talking to our fellow colleagues in Congress of trying to get this bill passed or getting the president to issue an order, which would even be just as good as getting the bill passed. But either way, I want to have those conversations with people. I'm not going to use their names. I give my right hand to God right now that I'm not going to do that. But we've got to really make this happen. And people like George who are calling and the many others calling, you know, we can make this happen.
Yes,
because it's God's will. It's not our will. It's God's will.
You know, it's interesting, Congressman, because the calls we're getting as we've moved this forward this week are really focusing in on what's happening by these frontline soldiers. We talked about that in the beginning of the broadcast. And when you get a call like we just did, this is real people with real, and they mentioned the spiritual needs of the counseling that goes on, because what we're trying to convince, and Logan, we talked about this earlier, is it's not just sitting in a chapel somewhere in Afghanistan or in Iraq. It is front lines, and it's counseling with these kids that are 18, 19 years old.
And it's just as important for the
chapel. You know, those kids over there at that age fighting for the freedom of the Afghans, the freedom of the Iraqis, and that means their religious leaders too. And yet in our own military, they're being denied their heart.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, focusing on the front lines of what they're doing. Logan, let's go right back to those phones.
All right, Sue is calling from New York. Sue, welcome to JSecular Live.
Hi, Sue. Sue, you're on the air. Hi, Sue.
Oh, I think we're having a technical glitch, but this is important.
Sue, there she goes. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I'm a military mother. My son is now a commander. And the chaplain not only performed the marriage ceremony, but baptized his two children, and one while he was away in Guam. So, and in the name of Jesus, by the way.
Sure.
And these people are really important to these kids.
You know, it's interesting that you said that. And again, we appreciate the service your son's doing. here, Sue. And, Congressman, we've talked about baptisms today. We've talked about counseling. We've talked about prayers before they go in battles. We've talked about funerals. This, Congressman Jones, these are the people that are calling that are saying we've got to get help here to our men and women that are serving.
Absolutely. I heard the mother that just spoke, Sue, I believe her name is.
Yes.
And, you know, God bless the moms and the dads whose children are overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I'm sure many of these, maybe not all, but many of these children were raised in a religious family. And now they've got a chaplain that has been told, you know, in certain situations, you know, don't close your prayer in the name of Christ if you're a Christian chaplain. And, Jay, this is God's will that you and I and these people are calling in. We're going to get this thing changed because it's just the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Let's try to get another phone call right now, Logan, if we can.
All right. Let's go to Sean in Illinois. Sean, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Sean.
Yes, I'm a Marine Corps veteran myself, and then, you know, the chaplains played a great role as a young man being away from home for the first time in that. They're kind of a bastion of familiarity when you're a Christian, you know. It's someone you can go to that, you know, can speak to you on terms that none other can in the military. And, you know, to silence them, you know, is causing them to, you know, telling a Christian not to speak in Jesus' name is denying him of his faith altogether. I am now a pastor of a church, and you gentlemen, I'm sure, are quite biblically literate, and you know Acts 4 when it talks about
right.
You know, Peter and John, they were forbidden to speak in Christ's name. So if I may say one thing to any chaplains or anyone out there listening right now, this is just the time we live in. I thank God for you men that are, you know, standing up for us and you know, fighting for our Christian rights. But to the men out there that are preaching and pastoring, not to give in to this, you know.
Well, you know, we've represented chaplains before, Sean, and we appreciate again your service to the country. And Logan, one of the things I want to do, I'm going to get a comment from Congressman Jones on this in a moment. But Logan, one of the things we need to do is get these men and women on camera, so people can put faces to who these people are, of what they actually experience firsthand in combat with their chaplains, and make this, it will touch home, I think, a lot deeper.
That's right. We're getting those contacts right now, so I think we're getting all the information. So hopefully we can deliver that to some of you soon. You know, what's most important about this, if you really look, it's very important for the chaplains to be able to pray the way they feel and all of these things. But it's also, think about it from the point of the soldier, seeking counsel in the chaplain. It's even almost, it's as important, if not more important, for the fact that these people have, you know, these soldiers have places to go and do not have to have a censored version of their faith.
Absolutely. And Congressman Jones, we just got about less than a minute here. The fact is that the censorship is part of it, but you're hearing from the men and women that are serving today, which motivates all of us more to get the job done. We're at a critical time, and it is, how important is it for the American people this week, so you have this significant number of volume to talk to your colleagues, because you're going to be making a very important talk next week and trying to get more support for this. How important is it for the American people to be speaking out?
It will energize me to say to my colleagues in both parties, listen to those in uniform, listen to those who are out of uniform, listen to the moms and the dads. They want the chaplains, whether they be Jewish, Christian, or Muslim, to have the right to close their prayer as they believe that God has touched the hearts of that chaplain.
Well, we appreciate, Congressman. We've talked about it this week. We appreciate you coming off the floor of the House after the vote to talk with us. We're going to get you these names. We'll get them to you Monday, and we will cross 10,000 for you, which we know we're well on the way. We've had 1,000 sign up online as well. So we appreciate your efforts. Thanks, Congressman Jones.
My friend. Bye.
Very good. You know, I got to say this, folks. Congressman Jones has done a tremendous job on this, and this is where I need your help, and it is critical that we hear from you. We've got today and tomorrow. The goal is 10,000. Logan, you said, how many do we have online already? Over 3,000?
Over 3,000.
Over
yes.
3,000 online. Phone's probably about the same, maybe a little bit more. So we're probably at 7,000, 8,000 altogether. We need to get to 10,000. Why? Because when Congressman Jones goes to these conferences where he's meeting with colleagues, Democrats and Republicans, he can say, I've already heard from 10,000 Americans that want to see H.R. 268 passed and become law to protect our military men and women. Here's what I need you to do right now. You go to your phones and you call our toll-free number, and you add your name of support to this piece of legislation right now. 1-877-989-2255 to stand up for these chaplains. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.